and State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media, from Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we're hashtag Pauliano. And we've got a few different things to cover today. First of which, I guess, being Eve Plum. Do you want to start with the Bradys?
Sure, yeah.
Brady Bunch? Or one of the Brady's.
Did you? I never watched that show growing up.
You didn't? I was going to ask you if you did.
I was going to say, like, I've seen a few episodes, but I think I was kind of like too young to really get into it when it was like at its height, I guess.
I think I was too, but I watched it because my older sister watched it.
Right. And so, like, I remember them, like, and I know what the premise is exactly, but then I couldn't really tell you about any of the episodes.
Yeah,
or
the
any
Bradys
of the shows.
Did not care about overpopulation. How many kids did they
but,
have?
Ooh, I think
seven.
I don't know
a ton
the
of
total.
Kids.
I just remember the youngest one in Curls on the theme song. So I mean, but it's one of those cute, like, classic shows that everybody kind of knows of. Even if you didn't really watch it, I think.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you know of it. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and people always, like, reference the Brady Bunch. Like, if you have, like, a lot of kids or something, like, my mom will be like, oh, the whole bunch. Like, you know, the whole bunch of us are coming or whatever. But there's only four of us, so I guess we're not really a true,
like,
Brady Bunch.
Shoot, my mom puts the Brady Bunch to shame.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, big families are fun.
We mob deep.
I think big families are fun. I've always wanted a lot of kids, so... I think big.
Well, pretty soon you'll have the dress for it. So,
okay. So anyway, Eve Plum, who was Jan Brady in the Brady Bunch, has recently just sold her home for $3.9 million.
Yeah.
She did this in late June, but this is actually a home that she bought in Escondido Beach, that she actually bought in 1969.
When she was 11 years
I
old.
I know.
Lucky.
And so she originally bought the home for $55,300. So she definitely, like, made a lot more money off this home from the original, you know, initial price. But then it's kind of sad in a way, because I'm really sentimental with a lot of things. And so it's like,
you
this
know
is
what?
A home.
I am too, but in, like, the opposite way, if that makes sense. I'm sentimental, but my sentiment goes toward the great kind of idea of, like, letting things go and moving on to bigger and better.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it's a home that you, like, bought when you were 11.
Oh, I agree. Like,
because that's, like, for I like you. Well, I would think that that's, like, closing that chapter now, because the Brady Bunch is over and things like that. And this is, like, a home that I assume she bought from, you know.
Yeah, from the proceeds.
Earnings.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Brady Bunch. And so, like, selling it is kind of, like, really closing that chapter.
I agree. But I feel like there could be some kind of peace in that, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, like, this home did me a good job. Now it's time to move on.
Yeah. But then, I don't know. If you buy I don't know. I mean, at any time that I buy a home, I hope that.
Let's just go to Escondido and buy that.
I'll keep it forever and can pass it down. But I don't know. I wonder who I. But then again, it would be kind of cool to say that your home that you just bought
is Jan Brady's home.
Right. Yeah. To say that you're moving into, you know, that I think that would be kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool.
That. Yeah.
And I'm not normally, like, starstruck by a lot of people, but, like,
right.
Jan Brady or, like, David Hasselhoff, like, like an old, you know, if I had the Hoff's house.
I know.
I would call it the Hoff's house.
What, yeah. You know?
And I'd put, like, a big mustache above the door, something extra manly.
Something like that.
And like, I peach think, fuzz on the, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of, because I did one of those, like, housing tours that you can do when you're, like,
oh, when you're
LA.
In L.A.?
Yeah, yep. Where they take you, like, to the Stars home.
Yeah, I used to hate,
and
like,
through the neighborhood.
I used to hate signing people up for that. I worked at a
oh, really?
I worked at a hotel right by the airport, LAX.
Uh-huh.
And people would sign up for those there. And like, it was just, they would pour in these giant lines.
Well, and it's funny because, I mean, it's just the home. Like, you just drive.
No, you see them sometimes.
Past, well, yeah, true. But, you know, like, you're not really, like, going inside or anything. Like, you're literally just driving kind of, like, by.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know why. I really enjoyed it. Like, I was really excited to do that.
Some people, I love it because I've done it. Since I worked at the hotel, like, I got to go for free, yeah. like, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I could have went a lot, but I didn't really right. care. I went, honestly, just to take advantage of it as a bus. And,
yeah.
and I would just kind of jump off somewhere.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
And, it was fun because I would love to see some people come from like, because, you know, people come from like Indiana and they're
yeah.
taking pictures of the house and they have like the biggest grin on their face. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you. Like,
you're right.
You
know? Like, I saw the house that they used as like the Fresh Prince house, like the
oh,
front of it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
in Bel Air.
Yeah. And that's the one of the houses that I did take like a picture in front of.
Okay. That, see, I admit I would do the same.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, I don't know why. And
well, the
I'm
Fresh
sure...
Prince just represents such a big piece of my life anyway.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know.
And I'm not sure if, like, I mean, I probably, if I lived in those neighborhoods, because, like, they're actually, like, people's homes. Like,
now
people live there
the
and things.
Oh, the studio doesn't own it?
And so, no, because, like, it's like a home. Like, it's an actual house.
I know, but the studio
yeah.
doesn't own that house?
No, I don't think the Fresh Prince house. I think somebody actually lives in there.
Okay.
And then,
you know,
like,
what
a family.
I want to go to? Remember the Fast and the Furious, the first movie?
No, I never saw those.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Well, they get a little weird toward the last few, but
mm-hmm.
the first one is so good. And
right.
I just rewatched it. And it takes place in, like, Hollywood and Glendale and like,
oh,
Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And their house, I want to say, is in, like, NoHo.
Oh, okay.
And I want to go to that house.
Yeah. So know? It's just kind of, like, cool because they just, like, represent, like, little pieces of, like,
mm-hmm.
pop culture.
And they bring
and
it up,
stuff.
Too.
Yeah. And so it's kind of cool. And I always thought, like, on those tours when they tell you, like, oh, this house used to belong to so-and-so, but now this cool person lives there. And it's just like, that's just a cool house. Like, I mean, I don't even know if they even stay there that much, you know, because a lot of celebrities have multiple homes.
Right, they move around.
But just the fact that they own it just makes
they
it cool.
They have beautiful homes, too, because I told you that I would train dogs out there. And, like, I would house sit up there, like, you know.
Oh, wow.
In different places, like in the Hollywood Hills or Calabasas. Or,
mm-hmm.
And some of these places are so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, like, they're small. But you see, like, these like, pieces of, like, retro furniture
yeah.
right next to, like, one of those old, like, $14,000 guitars. Like,
mm-hmm.
their interiors are just so – it almost looks like a magazine. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, like, that's actually, like, a person's real home.
Yeah, and they have, like, four beautiful dogs. I'm like, man, it must be cool, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of cool that Jan has been able to – well, not Jan. Well, her name is Eve.
Yeah.
But
no, her name is Jan.
So, it's kind of cool, like you said, that she is, like, moving on to bigger and better.
Yeah. Yeah, I respect that kind of thing. I get sentimental, and
mm-hmm.
I understand sentiment, but
mm-hmm.
I appreciate – you know, moving forward, because I understand that, like,
right.
everything has an end and there's nothing wrong with it, you know?
Right, yeah. And so whoever bought that house, lucky you, because that's just kind of a cool thing to say.
It was me. Let's go hang out.
That's your house now, you know? And that, like I said, like, it's just kind of cool to say that, like,
yeah.
so-and-so
as long as they don't turn it into, like, a
before.
Crack den. Yeah.
Oh, no. Hopefully not. Hopefully
I doubt
not.
A $3.9 million.
And I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where, well, at least the location is very beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of adds to it. So that's
well, I'm
really
sure,
cool.
I wonder too what she did to it over the years. Like, I'm sure it's.
Yeah, how it's know. Like grown with her.
Yeah.
So I wonder, you know, when I think about like kid stars, because she bought this home when she was
11.
Which is like amazing. And that just actually goes to show you how big the Brady Bunch was. That
I know.
An 11-year-old actress.
I know. How lucky. I love/hate that. I'm
literally
lucky.
Buy a
you
home.
You bought a home at 11. I'm about to be 24, and I'm
yeah.
like struggling. For...
And so I'm sure I would assume, I mean, I don't know, that her family must have moved into that. You know, like, so she was able
That's
to
what
help
I thought.
Her family.
Yeah.
You know, which is really cool.
I thought the exact same thing yesterday. I was like, you know what? I bet her mom was really, like, proud. Like, oh, cool. Like, I get
yeah.
Like, I always get choked up. And for some weird reason, I always get choked up
mm-hmm.
whenever I hear rappers rap about their moms, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I bought my mom a new crib or whatever. And I'm like,
right.
that really makes me, like happy sad.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, man, good for your mom. And I'm like,
yeah.
I love to hear that, you know?
It is nice. It
yeah.
is nice. And so that's kind of cool. I wonder, like, you know, all the memories. If she stayed living there all throughout these years or if she, like, has other homes, I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. But I feel like she would. I mean,
she
didn't, like, sell it and move nowhere. So I'm assuming she's...
No, right. But I'm wondering if this is the only home she's ever lived in.
Oh.
She's 11.
Maybe, huh? Because why would she have it for that long?
Yeah, I mean, And sometimes when people, like, there's a lot of people who buy, like, just one home and they, you know, stay there for, like, ever, which is fine, too.
We need to hunt down all the Bradys.
Yeah.
And, like, find out where they
I know. Where are they at now? That's kind of cool. I wonder what they are doing. So we're going to cut it to a quick break, but we have a lot to talk about this episode. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Social Media News Podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back. Okay, so we just finished talking about Jan Brady's, well, I don't know about her old house. I want to know where she moved to.
She doesn't want us to know.
She doesn't?
Probably not.
I want to.
She maybe, probably is like,
eh. Do you think that's why she sold?
Ooh, maybe. Because, I mean, if everybody, because, like, I always think about that when I went on that housing tour in LA.
Do they get annoyed?
I was thinking to myself, like, this would be, I would get annoyed. But then I guess you know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But still, you know, because.
Or just move to Calabasas. Like, in Calabasas, all the houses have those, like, really big electronic gates really far from the front door.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know, so like
they're like homes are like really deep in,
yeah,
inset.
Yep. So like mm-hmm. it's rare that I see a single like it's rare that I see a single door from the gate.
Right.
They're that huge, and they have like bushes and stuff. But
for some privacy. Yeah.
Where does Johnny Depp live?
Oh, I don't know.
I know it's in L.A.
Probably. I'm sure he owns a home at least there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know he does, but I don't know where though.
So well. I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out.
Well,
well, he's going to move to a smaller place now because him and Amber Heard just got divorced.
Yeah, so
we
had mentioned before in a previous episode that they were like separated and that she was filing for a divorce and that they were going to end their marriage,
right?
Based upon some like domestic violence that she was having.
That she was subjected to, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and. We were very happy for her being able to take that step to end that. But she has done she's decided to take it even a step further in using this to kind of, in a way,
empower,
change it,
right.
Yeah, change it for good. It's a very sad and terrible situation, but.
I don't know. It's good for her. I mean, like,
no,
she.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's good that
for
she's
her.
Out. And, like, okay, so what happened was they're getting a divorce and they're settling mm-hmm. for $7 million. So Johnny Depp's going to give Amber Heard $7
million. Mm-hmm.
And she said that she's going to donate all of it to charities for abused women and children.
Yeah. And so it's a really cool thing what she's doing.
I agree.
From this negative situation, how she's changing. And it's going to, like, $7 million is a lot of money.
Is it?
I don't know. Well, to be donating, yeah.
I mean, I guess
and to,
so.
You know, give it all and to these... families that are going to need it, and
yeah,
these
definitely.
Women,
you know,
that,
it's
you know,
so crazy.
To help them.
Yeah, it's so crazy to me how I was watching this thing on Michael Jackson because I love Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
and he bought like he was buying like $80,000 chess boards and like $250,000 like vase decorations, and it's crazy to me how money can be spent so like willy nilly, but it really can stretch so far too. So like, mm-hmm. not even $7 million. Let's say like $7,000. I bet the monthly expense of a celebrity is way past $7,000.
Right.
Just for like a phone bill, like home bills, the cars and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
$7,000 for someone who has no home
is a lot.
Could
yeah.
support you for how long? Like with careful budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's,
yeah, and
it's
it can help a lot of these because, and especially for it to come from somebody who's such a high like a public figure,
right?
To show. These families that need her help that are going to benefit from this, it shows that she does care and that she, you know, wants to help others like her, and it really humanizes her. And I think it's a really, really awesome thing what she's doing. And I know that a lot of people are going to benefit from her and hopefully be able, like, this will be the first step. And like, this is kind of like the push that they needed to get a lot better, you know, like to change their lives. So I think it's going to be a really awesome thing. And it's so selfless of her.
I wonder, you know, too, one thing that always gets to me is I love how people get so touched when you do these things. Like I bought this guy, I went to this restaurant, this really good Mexican restaurant in my city, mm-hmm. That I hadn't gone to in a while because of the diet.
Right.
And I was standing in front of some guy. He's a homeless guy. I've seen him around. Mm-hmm. And I saw him count. He had like $3 bills in his hand.
Right.
And the poor thing, he kept counting. Like he counted it like six times. Like he, 1, 2, 3. And then looks at the little menu. 1, 2, 3. And then looks at the menu and like is deciding like, okay, I have $3. Like what, you know, like.
What can I possibly
Yeah,
get?
Like how can I stretch this?
Yeah.
And it like touched me. So I didn't want to say anything to him because like my stepdad told me one time, like don't. One time I was coming home when I was working at that, in fact, the hotel right by LAX. Mm-hmm. And I was coming home and I got like I get a lot of tip money in LA, you know?
Right.
And I had like 25 in just dollar bills, like in my pocket at the time. And this guy came to me and was like, hey, can I pump your gas for you? I stopped to get gas. And I was like, well, you don't have to pump my gas, but here, you know?
Yeah.
And he ended up doing it anyway. And I was like, okay. And I went home, you know, and I thought I did a good thing. And my stepdad was like, no, like, let him pump your gas because it's a pride thing. He wants to earn it. Like, you know, it's like, I know you don't need him to, but he wants to do it. Like, it's kind of a bittersweet taste when you just take something. But if you can like justify it by like, hey, at least I'm doing this, it makes it easier for him to accept. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, fine. If it makes him feel better, sure. I mean, you know. But this guy, so I didn't want to put him on the spot like that at the restaurant. So I didn't like say anything to him. He was in front of me. He was ordering. So I was just pointing to him and was like, hey, look, like whatever he gets, just kind of put it, like just don't charge him. I will pay for it. And they were like, oh, and they kind of gave me like the heads up, like the finger thumbs up, you know. And so he ordered his stuff and like, while he was ordering, I was kind of motioning them like, here, give him two of those and then give him two of these and two of these. And they threw it all together and he looked scared because he was like, what is this? Like, I don't have money for all this, you know? And I was like, oh, no, don't worry about it, dude. And this, you know, and like he cried.
Yeah, it does. You know? It does really impact people's lives when you are.
That's right. It made me sad because I'm like, mm-hmm. man, like you poor thing. You know, like there are some people living, you know, lavish lifestyles. But like who can just give away $7 million, you know?
I know. And that's a really cool thing because. She makes money on her own through her own career and things like that. But to fight for something so that you get like a settlement like this, like, you know, like $7 million and then give it away is really, it's really amazing. And I think that it will help everybody involved, you know, her because she's able to relate to these people and these women and children and she understands and she's able to use it to do good. And I'm really excited for how this is like changing into and like the story, like how it's evolving and how it's kind of like, you know,
me too.
In a way changing into you're right, like because a happy ending.
It started out as just yet another Hollywood couple that didn't pan out.
And she is using it. And I always really like it when like public figures and like celebrities use their platforms for like good and to shed light. And what better way to.
Well, not just that, but you know, shed light is one thing. She actually put her money,
right,
you know. Where her mouth is, and that is something that I appreciate.
Mm-hmm, which is really cool. So congratulations to Amber on, you know,
being able super to cool.
go through this and being strong enough and just being such a nice person to give it back to others. And I can't imagine what these families and these women that are going to benefit from this.
Imagine the sense of relief. You know?
Yeah.
And how nice must that be?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's going to be really life-changing, really.
If Johnny Depp,
there's no way else to say it other than it's going to be literally life-changing.
He looks terrible with all that right now. So if he was smart, you know what he should do? He should take more than $7 million and donate to the same thing.
Maybe just match it.
Like after that.
Because more is kind of like.
Well, but the thing is he has more.
Well, I guess anything. He doesn't have to really.
He doesn't have to, but since he has more to give, you know? Because like no offense to Amber Heard, but Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
Well, you know what I mean? Right now, she's.
Well, she's got $7 million of his, but think of the think of all the huge movies she's been a part of.
No, but I mean, like right now, she's doing more than he is.
Yeah, but think of the whole history that he has, though. He's built, you know.
I'm not talking about money wise. I'm just talking about like character wise and like.
Oh yeah,
actually.
No, of course, I'm not speaking on his character. If he's going to abuse women, then that's not cool. Like, I mean, it's not like I'm his best friend, you know. So I really don't. You know, he's just an actor that I like to see in movies. But my point is. I feel like a smart move for him to at least somewhat kind of ease that like burden and get maybe a couple people off his back if he did the same. You know, like if he came out and was like, hey, look, I messed up. Like everyone messes up. I'm sorry. And to prove I'm sorry, here's like $14 million. Hmm. You know?
I don't know. Because then it kind of seems like it's changing it into like a self. Like it's just instead of because like in Amber Heard's place, she's giving from like a place of,
like connection. She understands. No, like, I understand. But
to help. Whereas like if he were to do that, then it's kind of like trying to fix himself. Like it's actually kind of like a selfish act if you think about it, because it's to benefit him.
I don't know.
It is going to benefit these families that receive the money. Yes. But then it's kind of just to like save face. And so it's kind of better to just like lay low and let her right now get the, not necessarily like the credit, but to let her do her thing and not have to compete like with her.
But I wouldn't consider it competing. I would consider it more like owning up, and that I'd be okay with, you know?
Owning up, he could like maybe better himself and like do something that will help him get past these issues that are causing him to hurt people.
That's what I'm saying.
That's something different.
But he could do that and donate, you know?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I guess this saga will continue. And
well, I doubt that he will. But like, I'm just saying, in my opinion, it would be nice if he did. But you're right, because I get what you're getting at, and that's totally valid. Like, it would be annoying if he was like, "Oh, actually, here's more." No, I mean, what if he came out and like genuinely was like, "Hey, look, you know what? She's right. I messed up. Like, that was a stupid thing for me to do. And I'm not trying to one up her, but now that I see like how painful or whatever it could be, here, like, let me help out some people too." That would be cool to me. And I can see where people would be like, "Oh, you're just trying to like one up her." But I would think,
yeah,
of it
just
like,
sounds like a publicity.
Well, it would thing. Be like, but everything they do is a publicity thing. You know what I mean? Like, right. There's nothing that they even just getting divorced for them is public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think it'd be smart, but I guess we never know. We do need to take another quick commercial break, and then we shall be right back.
We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back. Now, welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And one thing that we saw that was blowing up, it was Facebook, I think. I didn't see this too much on Twitter, but on Facebook, I noticed that later this month.
Ooh, so kind of soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah. And I mean, it's already halfway through the month.
I was going to say, so. August is almost over. So yeah, pretty soon.
Uber in Pittsburgh is going to kind of unveil like 100 Volvo XC90s. Mm-hmm. That are self-driving cars.
That's weird.
It's cool.
Cool weird.
I would do that.
Scary.
I would do that for sure.
You would definitely, you would get into a like.
A driverless car.
Really?
Yeah, for the experience.
I mean, I would sit in it, but I wouldn't like.
That's the, come
on. I don't know.
That's,
I'd be like, oh, this car doesn't need a driver, but like. So what do you do? Oh, well, I didn't actually hear too much about this story. So do you happen to know, like, is it just.
Okay, well.
Uber. You use your Uber app.
Yeah, you do that as part of Uber anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it knows where you're going, but
it's just like GPS navigator.
Right. And there will be someone in the car.
What?
Yeah, because they're testing the car. So like
someone. So we don't even know what's going to happen.
No, like someone will be there in case.
Like a conductor.
Yeah. But it'll be driving itself.
Okay. Hopefully it's like, you know, like those cars when you go like. Training for your driver's license.
Yeah, where it has like an extra brake pedal.
Hopefully it has that and like a little like
a little steering wheel
or something.
Or like just, a little joystick. That'd be cool.
Hopefully nothing does go wrong. And I mean, if they're willing to unveil and like test 100, hopefully, you know, they do go through a lot of tests before this stage.
Well, you know,
but
they
like,
spent like $200 million so far on this research.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
Tesla, Google has been at it. Tesla has been at it. I think this is a Google car. So like, Google Maps.
Yeah.
Because they partner with a lot of big, you know, Pokemon Go, that app that everyone goes crazy for. That's run by Google Maps.
Yeah, Google has its fingers like in a lot of
things, including my cell phone.
And so,
because I'm Team Android. So, you know, Google teamed up with Uber and they put about $200 million together and decided to put out these 100 XC90s, and they will have like someone in the car to check it out because these are testers, you know.
Right.
And if anything goes wrong, of course, that's what the guy's there for. But
yikes.
I would totally do it. Even if the guy wasn't there, I would totally do it. And like,
no.
I even, BMW did this a while back, like 4 years ago, where they satellite programmed one of their cars.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shows of all time is Top Gear. Like if I ever got any sort of fame at all, mm-hmm. I would use that to go to Top Gear and be the celebrity in the reason, or the star in the reasonably priced car, they call it. And they programmed one of their like BMW M3s to drive the Top Gear test track.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fast and it was cool. Like, it actually did a pretty good time and everything.
But my only, like, problem with this is because I think it is cool. And I think that, because we kind of talked about this, I was co-hosting this sci-fi podcast.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about how we're, like, in the future for, like, the 80s and when they were, like, trying to like predict what this time now would be like.
Yeah, but in the 80s, like the 80s version of the future, everything had like blinking lights.
Yes, and like, it was like all neon. Yeah. And some of the things have kind of come to pass.
And
you know,
coils.
Like, touchscreen.
Everything had coils.
Touchscreen and like, you know, like like how we have like the holographic concert. So there are little things that have come to pass. And this is kind of like one of them-ish, you know, like with a driverless car and things like that is pretty like futuristic, I guess.
That's cool, though. That's a cool idea.
My only like problem with this, because I think it is cool, and I think it's just amazing how like technology and like science and all of these like people who had to like work hard to manifest this, for this to like manifest into actually a reality, is really cool. But my only thing, it's like, okay, accidents. Like, I'm not saying that like you're going to get an accident. I mean, you can get hurt just walking up the stairs. I know that, but like, there's unpredictable circumstances because there's other man-operated vehicles and man sometimes, like, make mistakes
but
or
you see,
judge bad judgment calls.
Now,
so how is it going to know that somebody just blew past a red light?
Well, because there's a reason, or there is a way. The way that they know these things is, well, they'll know where the red lights are because they're tuned into the Google Maps. But they know, like, if somebody slams on the brakes ahead of you, you know that thing where, like, you can set your cruise control in, like, a newer car to keep a certain distance?
Oh, I did not know that. That's cool.
Well, in newer cars, like, but not that new, like in like 2012 and on cars.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's a radar in the front and a radar in the back. And so if you're like following a car, you can set cruise control. And if that car slows down, your car will slow down. And if it speeds up, you'll speed up and you'll keep a preset distance and you can adjust that distance. And so it uses radars around all sides of it. Or like the cars with like the rear backup cam thing.
Yeah.
So it knows what's around it. Uh-huh. So if you guys all slam on the brakes, it will slam on the brakes.
I hope it does in time. I hope nothing, but like a bird doesn't fly by and mess up my radar beam.
No, because it accounts for things like size and, you know, and like velocity. but also, you can just sit in the driver's seat. Like, you know, you can still drive the car.
No, yeah. Yeah, I get that too. But
so,
I
like,
don't know.
I would totally.
Uber like, always messes up my routes already. So like, I don't
need but that's the driver's
a car
fault, though, is the thing.
To not go. But what, okay, so I'm just being for fun right now.
Okay, can I? Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Can I just give a quick shout out to my friend, Lyft Mike?
Because
I did Lyft for the first time like 3 weeks ago, and I met this dude who here in Sacramento whose name is Mike, so I call him Lyft Mike. And like, you know, we're really cool together. So he was like, here, take my number and just text me when you're here, and I'll give you a ride. And I was like, all right, cool. So he always has these crazy stories. And like the first night I met him, he got bit by this girl from Sac State, like on the shoulder.
Oh, wow.
And then the next time I saw him, it was Outside Lands in San Francisco, like last week. And he was like, yeah, I went and drove for that. Like at 2 a.m, I was in San Francisco. And I was driving from like 2nd and Mission heading toward like this intersection. And these people like were like right to the right of the intersection. They were shooting at something. And so I immediately turned the car hard left. Like right in the middle of the intersection, just skirt, and like my passengers in the back were like flying around.
Oh, and, wow! I'm sure Uber drivers have like a lot of crazy stories.
Right, and he was like, the cops saw me do that, and they thought I shot, you know, whoever.
Oh, wow!
So they pulled us over, and like I was so afraid I was going to be shot, and like his hands were out of the window, and they had to do that whole thing, and like got out, lay on the ground.
Oh,
it
that's
was
scary.
Yeah, but Lyft Mike though, what up?
But my thing is like, Because when I take Uber, well, the few times that I've taken Uber, sometimes, I think I might have mentioned this in a previous episode, but, like, sometimes you know, like, a quicker way or, like, a way that you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the GPS is like, oh, go around town first. And it's like, no, just make a left.
Yeah, but, you know, you can tell them where to go. Like, but, when I was in LA.
But I'm talking about a driverless car that's just going by GPS.
Oh.
What if I'm like, left, 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 and then there's nobody to be like,
what if there's a way to
sure ma'am, like,
what if there's a way to account for
like
that,
like Siri's voice or something, I don't know,
what if there's like an iPad in Cortana, the back where Cortina? You can like
Cortana, yeah,
where you can like adjust, you know.
Okay, I can work with that perhaps. Yeah.
Because I feel like if they put all that money into the driverless Uber car, I'm sure they would give that as an option.
I hope. Or if they didn't, now you guys know that that's what the people want.
Exactly.
To
and
be
now,
able to adjust the route just in case.
And we want our cut as a result.
Like, what if I want tacos?
Oh, but like, I hate
keep the
that.
Meter running.
If I was an Uber driver, though, I would hate when people
some
were
people
like,
don't care. I mean, I've never stopped, but like, I have friends that do that would be like.
Yeah, but Uber drivers, I've talked to a lot of them and they hate that.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't know. I only took Uber like 3 times, and that one time was when the guy went around my entire block. And
oh, I
like,
remember you telling me.
Bro. Yeah. And so, but anyway, so I mean, I think it's kind of cool. It's going to be, they're going to be debuting in Pittsburgh.
Yep, Pittsburgh, PA.
So if you guys are out in Pittsburgh and you try this, we would love to hear about this experience. Is it as scary as I think it's going to be? Or
it's
is it
not
going to,
it's
going to
be cool.
As Mariana wants it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I don't know.
It's going to be totally unscary and just cool.
As long as you can do like on the Uber app, you know how you can like select Uber X or Plus or whatever? As long as you can select whether or not you want a driverless one.
No, you can't.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't like that.
They're
if
choosing,
it comes here, then I can't cancel. Then I get
well,
charged.
Well, no. Just for right now, they can't. Because
It's still not official.
Well, it's a
test. It's like in a beta stage.
Well, the thing is, since it's a test, they're randomly selecting people. So there's only 100 Volvos right now. And they will be like, they'll be chosen at random. You won't know what's a driverless car.
That's rude.
Until they get there.
So they're just forcing me to be a part of an experiment that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Then I'm going to push cancel. I don't think you should get charged if you cancel it when you realize it's a driverless car.
I would do it.
But I wouldn't. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope I don't get. Well, yeah, I'm not
sure,
in Pittsburgh, so.
But I'm sure you could write Uber and be like, hey, I didn't want to do this. Like, give me my
true.
Money.
Yeah, I'm sure you can deny it. I'm sure. I would hope. Because that's kind of like not fair. But then I guess their argument could be you can't really choose who your Uber driver is when there's a person in it.
Yeah, but I think that they would understand the difference between person and no person.
Yeah, I would hope so. So, I mean, that's going to wrap up our episode today of the Social Media News Podcast. I'm Pauline.
Did you just get English all of a sudden?
Did I? Did it sound like a little
Social
weird?
Social Media News Podcast. I'm Pauline.
Know. My mouth is getting a little bit dry, perhaps. But you can listen to us this episode.
On Twitter.
Any of our previous episodes, our future episodes on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and of course on our network website, gsmcpodcast.com. You can also tweet at us if you're in Pittsburgh and you happen to get picked up by one of these cars.
Oh yeah, let us know.
I really
let me know because Pauline sucks.
I just want to know about the experience and if it was cool, not cool. How far did you go?
Yeah.
Does it depend on how far you go?
Don't let us know if you end up dead though.
Are you allowed to go on the freeway in one of these cars?
Well, yeah, everyone has to go on the freeway. It's Pittsburgh. It's
a
big city.
No. I would cancel. I'm gonna cancel it. Uberless driver. I mean, a driverless Uber.
Such a
sorry.
Uber hater.
But yeah, and then you can hit us up on Twitter at GSMC underscore, excuse me, S Media. So Smedia.
Smedia.
And we love to, I really do want to hear about your guys' experience, but we're out. Mariano.
Out.
Bye.